Our next item is subdivision 2007-4, La Crosse Homes of Delaware discussion.
This was an 82-lot standard subdivision. The commission denied the application October 23rd of 2008. The applicant's engineers appealed the decision to the county council. February 10th of this year, the council sent this application back to the commission with direction that the commission notify the applicant of any additional information or documents that the commission feels needs to be submitted in order to allow the commission to reconsider the preliminary plan. And once we receive the submission of any required additional information, the commission will be required to hold a public hearing on an expedited basis. Basically asking, is there any information that the commission wants?
Seems like we're being asked to advise the applicant on how to put on their case. But I could be wrong. I'm just saying it seems like that.
I could see maybe where it would seem that way. I suspect maybe what council was looking for is if there's a concern or, you know, just a question that you'd like to be addressed better than was addressed the first time around, let the applicant know.
Okay. Well, we've only had maybe 30 or 40 of these since then. Somebody want to refresh my memories what we didn't like about this?
Yeah, we can. We were at the public hearing with the decision of the council. I sent a letter to Davis Bone and Friedel Incorporated on February 19th and copied all the commission members. And it was addressed to Ring Lardner, who was with Davis Bone and Friedel in Milford office. The action that was taken by council was to send the application back to the commission with a direction that the commission notify the applicant of any additional information or documents it is required to submit in order to allow the commission to reconsider the preliminary plat, and that following the submission of such additional information or documents, the commission be required to hold a public hearing on an expedited basis. And further, that the council's decision on the appeal was based on its finding that the decision of the commission did not involve the proper interpretation and or application of the subdivision ordinance. But I suggested to Mr. Lardner that if he chooses to resubmit the application, it is my suggestion that he review the reasons of the commission and their denial previous comments from the many agencies involved with the technical advisory committee, and also section 99-9C of the subdivision regulations to improve his plans of the project, okay? I'd also suggest that he contact those agencies or parties with interest to refine the plan of the project. There was a lot of opposition to this application, or something. There was pretty substantial opposition. Bob said, just a few people. I also provided him a copy of the October 24th letter that Shane wrote to Mr. Lardner, also explaining the reasons of the denial by the commission that they used for their appeal process. And that should he decide to submit, please provide a copy or the department with a copy of the plans or revised plan and any additional information or documents that you may submit so that we can determine if it will be necessary for them to go back through TAC process plus the public hearing process so we can schedule. And I've had no personal contact with them since, but.
But they got that letter is what you're saying. The
February 19th, but what the council did was refer it back to the commission.
Right.
And what I think the commission needs to do is look at the concern that you had in your decision making for the denial and ask, give them some direction of what they really need to address further or more refined information so that they can resubmit, because if they come back in, it's going to be expedited.
I understand.
They don't want to go back through the same hearing with the same application, or we're going to end up doing the same thing.
I understand. It seems to me that you've done an excellent job of telling them what they need to do already. I don't think, I mean, they know what our objections are. They're on the record, right?
Right.
I don't know that we need to enumerate them for them again if they just go, I mean.
I assume that in my review, but the way the council came down, they really asked the commission to make that decision. And you could accept the letter I wrote on whatever date it was, February 19th, as what you're asking the applicant to provide.
My thing is,
if they submit the same plot information back, that they're going to get the same answer.
Well, they very likely will if they do.
They want to get a different answer.
They better submit a different.
Refine it.
And I think if they're going to do that, it needs to go through the TAC process, and it has to be a public. It has to go through the same motions that they had, that they have to go through the last time. People need to be notified, advertised, whatever.
Right. So the council realize that we will hold a regular public hearing on this application if we rehear it.
Right, because it's undoubtedly going to come back differently. I mean, I can't imagine it wouldn't for the reasons we just stated. Sir?
Did it go through PLUS the previous time also?
Did I say TAC or PLUS? I meant PLUS.
Well,
it would have been 82 lots. It would have had to go to PLUS.
PLUS.
Yeah, well, I think it should go back through again.
Whole process.
So they make changes.
I think we need to treat it as if it's a new application, frankly.
So they make changes based on what was in the denial to correct those. What it was in the TAC comments, what was in the PLUS comments, correct whatever they can, address whatever they can, modify it according to those comments, then submit it, and it goes back through the process.
And they need to put it out there for everybody to see again. So I'm good with that. I think Lawrence did an excellent job in his letter. If you gentlemen want to add anything, speak up.
The only thing I would add is that keep in mind that in the interim between when the commission decided it and the appeal, and now we've got that Supreme Court decision of Ashburn also. So I'm not saying that would make anything different necessarily, but it's a different set of, or a new court case that applies to a subdivision such as this.
If the commission chose to, the consensus was to follow the letter I wrote, then we could also throw in a caveat to that, that they should consider the Ashburn.
I don't know that we need to throw that into their instructions.
I don't think we need to tell them how to do it.
I have a problem being asked to advise clients on what to tell or on what to say in order to elicit the response they want from us. I mean, I just think it's their job to apply the ordinance to their case, present it to us, and then we make a judgment on that basis.
I agree with the chairman.
I mean, I understand what the council's trying to do and appreciate it. I know they're doing what they're supposed to do. I just think there's kind of a limit to how much we can help.
This comment from council ever occurred before, where they asked us to advise? Has that ever happened?
They sent them back, but not
with instructions.
But not with instructions.
They just said rehear it. Yes, that's typically the instruction we get.
This is the first one under the new council.
And this is the first one with the new group.
What they had to do on an appeal.
Well, I understand that, and I mean, I'm not. I just, it's fine. I'm not saying they did anything wrong. I just think we've done. I think Mr. Lank has done what they have asked us to do. Lawrence has already done on our behalf.
And I think the concerns of the commission were excellently addressed by the motion that was submitted when the commission voted against it.
Well, you know, that's it does interest me, because anytime we make a motion, and especially if it's a denial, we're usually pretty explicit as to what the reasons are. So, I mean, it's there for them to see. I don't know what else we could tell them, really, other than what we told them.
I agree with you. I don't see as I'd be very reticent about offering any suggestions, because my memory of this was it was sort of a split vote amongst this commission. So who's to say what to add and what to detract? You know, we vote on this as we see it under the public hearing. The public hearing's closed. We take our action.
Right. So.
So is there a motion needed or to?
Yeah, we need discussion. I think just discussion. Yeah. Okay, anybody else have anything they wish to?
We will have to respond again to Mr. Lardner and tell him that the commission discussed it today and that there was a consensus that the information
to rely
that they've
upon,
already been provided.
To rely upon that letter, of your letter of.
Travis myself, that
yeah.
We just need to comply with their letters and then if they decide to resubmit.
I don't know that you want to say they need to comply with the letter because that's
no
respond.
Potentially prejudges it. Yeah,
but they're going to have to resubmit.
That's true.
Yeah. They have to commit themselves to resubmit version.
Yeah, that's true.
I haven't talked to them. Okay, haven't talked to them.
No. And I would. I mean, I understand that they've asked to have it expedited, but let's not schedule it until at least we know that Plus is done or Plus has got enough time. Because all we'll end up doing is deferring it until we get that, so.
Well, we can tell them up front that they will have to at least apply to PLUS before we can process in motion. They have to make an application to PLUS, and we can start the process.
Okay. Anyone else have any
instruction that we can expedite once we get that application?
There you go. Okay.
So after they've applied to PLUS.
Yeah, sounds good. Good. Anything else, gentlemen, on this issue? Okay, that concludes our agenda for the day. Mr. Lank, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, sir.
Counsel?
I did leave a copy of the letter from Griffin Hackett in reference to our comprehensive plan for your reading.
Okay.
There are two exhibit booklets for public hearings for next Thursday night.
Okay, are we firmed up on the date for our joint meeting with council on the 8th? Is that going to be that firm date now? Or
I haven't talked to Dave since we met last week.
Okay.
What was that date?
8th, wasn't it? What time was it? April 8th?
Or 9th, I thought. Wasn't
it? Okay. Maybe it was the 9th. I don't know.
I have to double check with Dave.
Or Thursday.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was the 9th.
The 9th, then. Okay. Next Thursday. All right, is there anything else for the good of the order? Anyone? Okay, there being nothing, we're adjourned.